Time now for this week's Hendrick Hometown Hero, brought to you by Hendrick South Point Porsche. This week, we're coming out of Pride Month and honoring someone who's done heroic work not just in our community, but all over the Triangle, Naomi Dix.
Pride has always been about the gathering together and the unity and the happiness, but we never forget the struggles that came before us.
Naomi Dix is a drag queen, one of the best known in the Triangle. She was the one who was on stage in Moore County back in December when somebody attacked a power substation, knocking out the power for nearly a week for tens of thousands of people. The crime is unsolved, but it's believed that the perpetrators may have done it solely to shut down the drag show. But instead, Naomi remained on stage in the dark, leading the audience in an a cappella rendition of Beyoncé's Halo, illuminated only by a room full of cell phones.
What I did was nothing new. It was just a representation to what we as the queer community have been doing for a very long time. In the face of hatred, just being steadfast and making sure that we're present, our voices are being heard.
In a year that has seen a rise in attacks on LGBTQ people in general and trans people in particular, drag shows have come under attack as well. But drag artists like Naomi Dix have only increased their visibility and response. I asked her about the value of drag as an art form and what it can do for people.
There are so many people within that community who now are open about their queerness. And their response was, if it wasn't for the representation that you bought by facilitating the safe space of queerness, then I would not have the opportunity or feel comfortable with coming out. I think that's a great example of what drag can do for people. And it's not only for people who are on a journey of queerness or transness. It's also parents who now know how to educate their children when they are in a room with someone who is queer. The parents are in the same space as they are. The kids and the youth are at the same time not understanding what's going on, but just knowing that they feel a certain way. Their parents are confused as well and don't know really what's going on. So they're on this journey together. So my job is to hold this space for both youth and parent to educate both. Drag shows are always there to be fun, to create a space of love and joy and happiness. But a part of that responsibility of being a public figure is taking that responsibility and using it for more than just entertainment, but also for the purpose of education. And so we constantly are educating of what enthusiastic consent mean so that everyone in that space can feel safe. And just like an actress or an actor playing a character, we're doing the same thing, and we're just offering entertainment and something where people can feel safe and free and to be themselves.
So for her work to create that space, even in the face of threats and attacks, congratulations to Naomi Dix, this week's Hendrick Hometown Hero.
If we don't offer those spaces, if we don't have those spaces for people to be able to identify with a certain type of community, we are then telling those people that they don't have the right to exist. And that in itself is not what America is about. That's not what we as a country should ever be about. Why silence that?
Brought to you by Hendrick South Point Porsche, offering exceptional car service to Chapel Hill since 1985. When your car needs auto service, it's important to bring it to a trusted service center where your vehicle can get the right kind of care. At Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, they promise to wow you.